This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Furloughed federal workers may not receive back pay under a recent White House proposal. Colorado Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd says he believes they're entitled to that compensation.
My understanding is that under federal law, employees that are furloughed are entitled to back pay once the government opens up. Hopefully this will become an issue that is moot very soon.
A Trump administration memo earlier this week suggested that only federal workers deemed essential would be entitled to back pay. That's according to their interpretation of a law that guaranteed compensation for federal workers following a shutdown. President Trump signed that bill into law in 2019. The Colorado Attorney General's office is helping educators spot early warning signs of potential gun violence. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The program is also meant to prevent suicides. 16% of this year's anonymous safe-to-tell school safety calls were suicide concerns. The program will educate teachers, administrators, and counselors on how to seek an extreme risk protection order if they're worried about a student. In 2023, Colorado added educators to the list of people who can request that someone's guns be temporarily confiscated under the red flag law. One in five Colorado middle school students reported they could get a loaded gun in less than an hour without adult assistance. The training is free for educators. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders is back at practice today after undergoing a procedure related to blood clots yesterday. Sanders seems set to coach Saturday when the Buffaloes face number 22-ranked Iowa State. He noted it was his 16th surgery over the last few years. This is CPR News.